Hi, my name is Sanjay Soni, PDW TSP. Let's see a demo of Power Pivot with PDW. So I'm going to connect to a client access box on which I have Excel installed with Power Pivot, connecting to a PDW box. So let's start Excel from scratch. So I'm opening an Excel 2010 session with Power Pivot add-in installed. Here's a ribbon. You click on Power Pivot window, and you know, in-memory BI starts to happen. So now that you have this Power Pivot workspace, what we're going to do is we can import data from SQL Server, Analysis Services Cubes, Reporting Services, but in our case, we're going to import from a SQL Server PDW. So we'll click Next. Now on this screen, you can enter server name information, but in our case, you're going to enter this IDS file path. IDS file path, it stores basically the file in which you have this connection information for your PDW, your IP address and other things. So in this case, my file is called my new PDW.IDS. And now hopefully we'll be able to see the list of databases in that PDW box, if you would. And now you can select the database you want to connect to. In our case, I have this retail data warehouse. And I'm going to connect to that, and before we do that, test connection should succeed. And once you do that, then what you can do is, yes, all success. Let's click Next. Select from a list of tables and the views to choose from. So in our case, we're going to select from a couple of tables. We're going to select customer table one by one. I'm going to select, you know, this is a retail scenario, so let's, you know, import customer data, a million or so, promotions, location, and one fact table that, by the way, has the sales header table has 40 million plus rows, you know, 42.8 million rows, and we're going to import that as well. So sales header table right here, and we'll finish. So now it's going to start importing all this data from customer dimension, location dimension, order channel, promotion, all linked to the sales header, which has 8 million rows. So I'm not going to wait for this to happen. It's a short video. So why don't we go to a session where I've already imported this stuff. So I'm just going to take you to this other session where we have imported this. So let's open that one. And here we go. So here in this, imagine that session I started will take a few minutes to complete. And once it's complete, you'll see something like this. You'll have customer information, 1 million rows, location, a few rows, you know, and then also sales header table, as I was talking to you about, 42.9 million rows. So it's all imported. The next thing you do, obviously, is to create relationships. So let's just see something simple. So sales header table is related to our, let's say, the customer table through customer ID, right? Just like that, create a relationship. And similarly, we'll just create three more relationships. You know, we can do that, and then it will just carry on, right? So let's see that. In order to channel, create. So we've already created some relationships right here. All three of these have been created. So now that we have all these relationships in place, all we can do is generate the pivot table. So let's generate a pivot table, new worksheet, and bingo, we are ready to query. So essentially, we can select any of these things, and you know, location, for example, and all the good stuff. You know, you can query email address or anything like that. You know, that's good. Okay, I just wanted to show you one. So obviously, you can do all this good stuff. I just wanted to show you one interesting thing here. We have this 42 million rows right here, right? 42.9 million rows. So this is not just a static thing. You know, you can always, you know, sort, create some calculations using DAX and good stuff. So for example, let's say I want to move this right here, and then I want to sort this data, you know, 43 million rows with largest to smallest type of thing, you know, and then you can actually do that in a reasonable time. It's not that it's not going to come back, see, just like that. So this was a short demo showing you connecting to PDW, importing the data from there, and then doing analysis inside of Excel. And of course, next step could be you can publish all this to SharePoint.